Well, you know, today, church family, the message has really already went out, but I'm going to say a few words anyway. Amen. I really am amazed this morning. I'm really, truly blessed this morning. As I wish you could see what I see. You know, for a pastor, when I come into the church this morning, I heard all the voices when we were in there practicing our songs, Kathy. And we opened the door and we were starting to come out and I heard all the voices. For a pastor, I already knew there were a lot of people here. And when I walked into the sanctuary, and some of you I know from my ministry just beginning. And that's what's amazing to me is that you guys are really blessed me today. You have really blessed me. Piano player today, was that not a lovely intro as we were collecting the church tithes today? Was that not a blessing to you today? Just beautiful singing today. I heard you guys singing. You say, well, I can't sing. I can't do it. Yeah, I heard you. I heard you sing. I'm not the best singer in the world, but all we got to do is make what? A joyful noise unto the Lord. That's how the Lord is honored and praised. You just make a joyful noise. It doesn't matter if it sounds good or not. It's just as long as you're willing. So this is what I'm going to talk to you today about just for a few minutes. Today, if you have your Bibles with you today, if you don't, there are some pew Bibles that you can get, pick up and turn over in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 12. Very familiar scripture to you and I today. But I've already quoted this scripture earlier in as we were getting started this morning. But as I look across this congregation today, I don't know how many people's here, but they are many people. How many in the house of God today love God? All right, that's great. See, that's the main key. The main key today in serving God is you have to love God. You have to desire to serve God by loving God. I love God today, and I know you do too, because you wouldn't be here if you didn't. But over in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 12, the Word of God that I read every day, and I'm reading this out of the New King James Version, it says, "For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ." And I'm going to go a little further here, just continue to read in verse 13. "For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many." Amen. Can you say amen to that this morning, church family? Do you want to know why this church is 100 years old today? I just read it to you. This church is celebrating 100 years of people like you, like me, serving the Lord. Every person in here has different abilities. I can't play the piano. If I sat down over here at this piano, I couldn't play it. I don't know how. I can't read music, but one thing I can do, I can preach. I can pray. I can do a lot of things. And we all have different talents. We all have different abilities. But yet the Lord gives you those abilities to serve Him. Amen? That's why He gives you those talents and those abilities. Spiritual blessings is what I like to call them. Amen? Anybody else feel that way? Spiritual blessings. Straight from the hand of God, so that you can use them to edify the church. And who's the church again? Amen. We, you, me, we are the church. And we have these abilities to go out into the streets and edify the body of Christ. And I think that's just great. I think that's wonderful. So how much edifying can we do? You say, well, I'm just one person. You may be, but together we're many. And this church, you know, when I first came to this church, I stepped inside of this church. My family and I, we've been here, what, Kay, 4 or 5 years? We've had such a great blessing being a part of this church. We've been from Tuscaloosa. We've been to Big Cove. I've been as far as Kentucky preaching the gospel. I've been on the beaches of Florida at Panama City preaching the gospel to youth groups. I've been everywhere preaching the gospel just about. And every church I've been in, CP churches, somebody said that they were a true-blooded CP. And I believe that was you. I believe you said you were a true-blooded CP. Cumberland Presbyterian. That's all I've ever been. And I want to tell you a little something. If you don't know me this morning, I want to share something with you real quickly. The only reason I stand here today in this church is God brought me a godly woman. If she don't like me using her in my sermons, I may be in trouble after a while. But listen, the only reason that I'm in where I stand today is because God brought me a godly woman that wanted to go to church. I never did want to go to church. I never went to church. Growing up as a kid, we didn't go to Sunday school. We didn't go to vacation Bible school. We didn't have elders. We didn't have preachers calling us, visiting us. But I'm going to tell you something. I lived like a hellion for a long time until I was about 30. And then I accepted Christ into my life. And then God brought me a godly woman. And one Sunday she said, we need to go to church. Well, Brother Phil did not want to go to church. But I went. The kids need to be in church. I went, Miss Kay. I went over to Faith. Dudley Brock. I met that man. And you over in that church, if you've never been in that church hasn't changed one bit since the day I stepped in it. And there's two columns, one on this side and one on this side. And I hid behind one of them. Because I felt like, do you feel like your preacher's talking to you when he's preaching? Do you ever feel that way? Well, you should. You should feel like your preacher's talking directly to you. Gives you the heebie-jeebies. Makes you a little nervous. You should. Because that's when you know it's good. But I felt like I was sweating bullets. I felt like sweat was just rolling off of me. But the next thing I know, I'm accepting Christ at the place I work in the year 2000. 21 years later, here I am, preaching the Word of God, witnessing, being a part of that body, been baptized to drink in that one cup. All of us, we've all been baptized to drink of the cup of God. Being many, but we're all different. If you ever get to know me, you'll know I'm different. I'm very different. I'm a funny guy. I like to cut up and carry on. But when it comes to the gospel, I'm serious about it. I like to have fun just like anybody else. I make mistakes. Anybody in the house of God make mistakes? Nobody? All right now. All right. Altar's open. Altar's open up here. But this is the best blessing that I could have ever received. I never wanted to be a preacher. Never thought I'd be a preacher right here at this church or any church. But see, God's got plans for you. God's got plans for me. See, God's not done with you this morning. Amen. Can you say amen to that this morning, church family? God's not done with you this morning. You think, well, you've done reached your point. You've done reached the high point of your life. Well, listen, God's not done with you. God's not done with Wealthy. God's not done with East Point. God's not done with Faith over there. God's not done with any of these CP churches because we are the church, so God's not done with you. He's still lifting you up. He's still building you up because He's got plans for you. He's got plans for me. I don't know what they are. I wish I did. But we'll just have to wait upon the Lord. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength in the Lord. Amen? That's how you draw strength from the Lord. You got to wait upon the Lord to see what He's going to do. And He'll let you know when the time's right. He'll open those doors. I told the Lord. Now listen, I told the Lord the day I accepted Christ. And one day, it was on Wednesday night, I was walking out of the church with old brother because I was hungry. Anybody hungry for God this morning? Anybody? I know we got food downstairs. Preachers like to preach. But listen, if you hungry for God, see, I was hungry for God because I didn't know God at that time. I just accepted Christ as my Savior. I got in church, but I was hungry. I was hungry for the wisdom and the knowledge. So I hung around with old Brother Dudley Brock. And we would sit out in the parking lot of his church. And he would sit there with the door open in his car. That's how long I would stand there and talk to him about God. And God gave me a zeal. God gave me a hunger. And I see that hunger this morning right here in the faces of you. I see that zeal from what I've heard from the stories this morning. People carrying rocks in wagons. Say, I don't know anything about that. I don't know anything about that. I'm all modern technology stuff. You know, we got iPhones, iPads, iWatches, you name it. I don't know anything about that. But that's what happened right here at this church. God bless you and your family for all that y'all have done, each and every one of you. But you know what? I read today also in the book of Corinthians, I think on down in chapter 12, it says that the foot can't say it's not part of the body because it's not the hand. Amen? And why does it say that? Why does that tell us that in the Word of God? It tells us that because, like it's already been said, each one of you are very important to the body of God, of Christ. Each one of you are very, 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 I can't stress that enough to you this morning, how important that you are. There's things that you may be able to do that I can't do, and vice versa. So the Lord is a mighty God this morning. Amen? He's an awesome God. And I hope and pray that, now I may not be around in the next 100 years to celebrate 200 years of this church, but I know that this church is going to continue to be. Because I want to tell you this, one final thing, or two final, I got two final things I want to say. A church, if we be the church, you are as only strong as you can be as you are in God. Amen? You have to let God into your life 100%. You can only be as strong as a Christian, as a godly person, as you allow God to be in your life. Amen? Now, it's quiet in here. Nobody's saying amen to that. Wow. You know, but that's the truth this morning. The more you let God in, the more you let God control you. See, I never thought I'd get through college. When I found out I had to take pre-calculus. Anybody good at calculus? I know somebody in here that is. The man right over there, Brother Hewlin. I said, Brother Hewlin, I need help. I was searching around, praying for somebody, and lo and behold, the Lord supplied. Brother Hewlett could flip through my book, and he could solve those problems without even working them out. I was dumb as a bag of rocks. I didn't know A from B. But I got through it with the help. See, his abilities, a spiritual blessing, a gift. He shared it with me. And here I am today, because I would have never got past my 2 years. In the CP Church, if you don't know, ministers are required to be educated, at least with a 2-year minimal degree. I didn't even have a GED when I accepted Christ. Now you tell me, young guys, you tell me that God ain't real, I want to talk with you. If anybody in the house of God today says that God ain't real, how do you know God's real? I want to talk with you. I want to pray with you. Because I didn't even have a GED when I accepted Christ. And then when I felt like God was calling me into the ministry, I asked old Brother Dudley. I said, Brother Dudley, I said, how do you know if God's calling you into the ministry? See, I thought preaching was just this. I thought it was just preaching. To be a pastor, I thought you just preached. I didn't know about the preaching part and the pastoral part. See, the preaching part's right here, like I'm doing this morning to you. But the pastoral part is when we leave the church of God in a little bit and you go out on the highways and out on the streets. That's where the pastoral part comes in. But say, oh, I didn't know that. I had to learn that. But Dudley, I remember what Brother Dudley told me. He said, son, if you can get out of it, get out of it. That's exactly what he told me. It kind of stunned me. But he said, if you keep praying about it and it gets stronger, and it won't leave you, then you know it's God that's calling you into the ministry. But I had to get a GED. Then I had to get a 2-year degree. And then I went up to Bethel College. for the pastoral, they call it PAS, P-A-S. Graduated from up there. Well, actually, I went on to Athens and got a degree. Now, I'm not bragging on myself this morning. I'm telling you this for a reason. Because God was building me up. God, and I'm gonna share this with you. One final thing. You can't leave until you hear this today. Over in the book of Colossians, I'm going to share this with you and I'm going to close. Over in the book of Colossians chapter 2 and verse 7, it says, "Let your roots grow down into Him and let your lives be built on Him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught and you will overflow with thanksgiving." Now I want to ask you three things this morning. Are you rooted in God today? If you are, then how deep? That's the main question. How deep are you rooted in God? And by the stories that I've heard in the house of God today, I can hear and see that many of you are deeply rooted in God today. Being in church at a very early age. I was 30 when I started going to church. Some of you, I heard Jeanette say she was 2 weeks old. Is that right? 2 weeks old. All her life, many of you have been in church. Second thing, is your life being built on God today? Amen? Is your life being built on God today or something else? And the third thing and final thing this morning, are you overflowing with thanksgiving? Are you overflowing being thankful unto the Lord for all that He's doing in your life and has done and will continue to do until Christ comes back to claim you and I, or you're called home to be with Him in heaven? So that's the word today. That's the message today. Thank you. Continue to be rooted deeply in the Lord. Continue to grow strong in your faith and to overflow with thanksgiving. Take out the Word of God today that you've heard, all the stories that you've heard. Share them with someone else. There's a lot of suffering people out in the world, as you know. They're everywhere. They're right in your own communities. They're right next door in your neighborhoods. They're in your schools. They're at your workplace. They're at the gas station. They're at the supermarkets. Wherever you go, that's where they're at. And there may be places that you don't want to go. Guess what? They're still there. And they need our help to see the light of God. With that said, I'm going to ask you to, if you need prayer this morning in any way, for your body, if you're sick this morning, if you're struggling spiritually, mentally, physically this morning, I got a bottle of oil right here on the altar. I'll anoint you with oil. There's no power in that oil, but there is power in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. There is power in the name of Jesus Christ. So I charge you today, when you leave the house of God today, go out and go forth in the name of Jesus Christ by the authority of Jesus Christ's power. Bless someone else today. Amen. If you need prayer, the altar is open.